in the limelight. In a recent tweet by US presidential hopeful Tulsi Gabbard, the Army colonel and congresswoman called President Donald Trump out on America's controversial support of Saudi Arabia. The candidate's record and her recent gestures are at the center of what will be a pivotal American presidency. The 2020 elections are right around the corner, and my countrymen need to know the real score. Here's the latest on Donald Trump's questionable intentions. Phil Butler, a policy investigator and analyst, a political scientist and expert on Eastern Europe, has more on this topic in a feature titled Evidence of Intent by the President to Support Wahhabism. Stay with us for more of Phil Butler's article. U.S. presidential hopeful and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is bringing to the forefront suspicions that the Trump-Pence team is hiding the fact that it is the Saudis who are a fundamental cause of the recent attacks on Christians and Christian churches in Sri Lanka and elsewhere. In another tweet, the Hawaii representative railed at Donald Trump for doing business with a regime many consider one of the instruments of Middle East chaos. Tulsi Gabbard tweeted directly to the President of the United States, "Being Saudi Arabia's subordinate is not America first." This came on the heels of President Donald Trump announcing his administration would take no action against Saudi Arabia's rulers regarding the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Donald Trump sided with the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, who ordered the killing of Khashoggi. The CIA reported to various news outlets that it had concluded that the Saudi Crown Prince did in fact order the killing. President Trump made a statement saying it could very well be that the Crown Prince had knowledge of this tragic event. Maybe he did, and maybe he didn't. In the same statement, Trump outlined how the U.S. needed Saudi support to help fight its alleged terrorism and to help keep oil prices low. Right after his chain of events, oil prices plummeted. Here is the president's tweet to the American people. Oil prices getting lower? Great. Like a big tax cut for America and the world. Enjoy. $54 was just $82. Thank you to Saudi Arabia, but let's go even lower. Now, unless you're a fanatical right-wing extremist Trump supporter, another American president kissing the Saudi leadership's hand should be an easy vision for you. Tulsi Gabbard made a call for us all. I, as the author, have no doubt that Representative Gabbard is focusing on the real Achilles heel of Donald Trump and the deep state on the other side of the political aisle. Let's explain it. It was the same Jamal Khashoggi who criticized Prince Salman, then governor of Riyadh and head of the Saudi Committee for Support to the Afghan Mujahideen, for funding Salafist extremist groups for screwing up the war against the Soviets. Jamal Khashoggi was the only important Saudi Arabian outside of the royal family who knew of the Saudis' intimate dealings with Al-Qaeda in the lead-up to the 11th of September 2001 terrorist attacks. After 9/11, the journalist dissociated himself from Osama bin Laden. The reporter killed by the Saudis was in fact a friend of the so-called Mujahideen fighter nicknamed Abu Abdullah or Bin Laden, who ended up consumed by his hatred. Clearly, there is a lot more to the CIA, Saudi intelligence, 9/11 story behind a Washington Post contributor's murder. The fact President Trump is not revealing what he knows is telling here. Jamal Khashoggi was a loud opponent of the Saudi war in Yemen, which has taken or destroyed hundreds of thousands of lives. Successive US administrations have not only turned a blind eye to the carnage, but Barack Obama and Donald Trump have also aided and abetted the criminal war on the Yemenis. Donald Trump Jr. promoted the idea that Khashoggi was a jihadist, which seems strange coming from the son of a sitting US president. A question comes to mind that exactly what Jamal Khashoggi knew from all his dealings with the Saudi royals, his associations with the Muslim Brotherhood, the Mujahideen, and current affairs. Former US intelligence contractor Edward Snowden has said the Saudi government monitored some of Khashoggi's telephone conversations using Pegasus, the iOS spyware tool. So what were the Saudis so afraid of? Why risk world disfavor by murdering a journalist in your embassy? Or did the Saudis know the US president would back their play all along? The whole Khashoggi affair and US support for the war in Yemen have become a political football now. The US House of Representatives has voted to discontinue aid to the Saudis in support of that war. Finally. But Representative Tulsi Gabbard's efforts cannot be compared with those of Democrats on Capitol Hill. The Hawaii congresswoman has been on the case of bad US policy since before she went on a fact-finding mission in support of peace for the Syrian people and met with Syria's President Bashar Assad back in 2017. After that fact-finding mission, Tulsi Gabbard characterized US-backed militarists, which is exactly what they were. The Democrats were silent back then and are only now turning against the Saudis to battle Trump. Gabbard and a few other American leaders seem to have another more honest mission. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tweeted, "I'm pretty sure this statement is Saudi Arabia first, not America first." Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker from Tennessee tweeted, "I never thought I'd see the day a White House would moonlight as a public relations firm for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia." It is no secret that the United States government has actively collaborated with the Saudi regime in suppressing the revelation of evidence of the Saudi government's responsibility for the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Subsequent administrations have denied the Freedom of Information Access requests since that fateful day in 2001. Florida Senator Bob Graham, who was the chairman of the congressional inquiry into the 9/11 attacks, was quoted as saying that there was evidence of support from the Saudi government for the terrorists. The senator called the situation an aggressive deception before the American people. And the current US president sides with the Saudis to get cheap gas. The matter of the cause of the alleged multi-trillion dollar war on terror is still open, and Tulsi Gabbard and a few colleagues are the only ones screaming, "Look!" Back in March of 2016, the Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir threatened to sell off some $750 billion in US assets to destabilize the US dollar if Washington decision makers passed the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, or JASTA, which would negatively affect the Saudi regime. President Barack Obama vetoed the law, but US Congress passed the law over his veto. That successive US presidents have tried to cover the Saudis is evident in the notorious redacted 28 pages of the initial 9/11 investigation. This New Yorker story tells a riveting story that goes back before the 1991 Persian Gulf War. We've no space here for delving into how US troops on Saudi soil affected the royal family's relationship with Wahhabi clerics, but it's enough to know that these princes rule only with the blessings of these fundamentalists. The following from John Lehman, the former Secretary of the Navy and a member of the 9/11 Commissioner, is as telling as it gets. It was well known in intelligence circles that the Islamic Affairs Office functioned as the Saudis' fifth column in support of Muslim extremists. Now let's turn to US presidential hopeful, the Army Colonel and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and her assertions that the Saudis are behind the terrorist attacks on Christians and Christian churches in Sri Lanka and elsewhere. Furthermore, it seems fair to point out that there is, in fact, an extremist Saudi ideology at work, and that billions are being spent propagating these ideas and strategies worldwide. And for those who may think Washington is unaware, the houses of power along Tank Rao are fully aware of what's going down. This foreign policy story reveals the dirty truth of Wahhabism and the US allies, the Saudi elites. Oil dollars can buy anything. This report reminds us of America's role in creating the Takfiri Wahhabi terrorist group called Daesh, which helped foreign militants move into Syria, where Tulsi Gabbard went to find the truth. There is no need to say more. US President Donald Trump is selling the American people out, just like Barack Obama and George W. Bush before him. Unless he has some genius billionaire plan to ride to rescue of the refugees of Libya, Syria and Yemen, the US president is just playing ball like every commander-in-chief in memory. Anything is for sale. This is the message the American people have been getting from Donald Trump since they supported him in 2016. They had hoped their vote of confidence would not be shaken, but this administration has betrayed them like every other administration. War for profit is impossible to end without a drastic awakening of the American people. Is Tulsi Gabbard the real deal this time?